Hi, my loves. Yes, it is your girl, E. And yes, the fact that you are hearing my voice means that it is time for season 3 of The Call. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I was once hosting a TV show and the producer gave me a note and she just said, "You're great, but can you be less excited?" I don't know how to do less excited, y'all, because I really, really missed you so much. You've been hitting me up on every single platform like, "Sis, where is the show?" Well, it's here. The time has finally come. We've been hard at work and now have 10 amazing conversations for you that I'm so proud of and can't wait for you to hear. But before I give you a sneak peek into the show this season, I want to tell you about something new we're doing that involves you. Yes, you. You know how I said that y'all have been hitting me up on like Twitter, y'all have been in my DMs, emailing everything? Well, half of the notes have been some version of when is the show coming back? Okay. But the other half have been better questions, very real questions about how to live a life of purpose and meaning, or what it means to have a mission-driven career, or the ins and outs of actually answering your call. And I love that y'all are asking me that because that was really the purpose of this show. I was determined to live a life that was directed not by other people's rules or expectations or even blind ambition and capitalism, but instead by my gifts, my purpose, and a desire to make the world better. And I knew I wasn't the only one, certainly not the only woman, and certainly not with what's happening in the world around us. So every week I bring to you women from all walks of life who are doing it, and I ask the questions that I think can help demystify the journey. But apparently y'all got more questions. So we're introducing a new segment here on The Call called Ask E, where I try my best to truly answer you and using your actual voice. Okay, how? All right, anytime, night or day, I want you to call 702-670-CALL, C-A-L-L, and leave a message. Yes, an old school voicemail so I can hear your voice. Leave a message with your question. Are you, I don't know, struggling to make a career change? Are you worried about work-life balance? Are you questioning some choices you've made or trying to figure out how your values or your faith or your politics fit into your career? I don't know how to not kill yourself with a side hustle. Whatever it is, I want you to ask me and expect me to answer every single week on The Call. Again, that's 702-670-CALL. Okay, so what else can you expect this season? Well, the usual. Really good conversations from women like TV personality and writer Francesca Cheska Lee Ramsey.
Everyone's activism takes shape differently. I think it's really about using your voice in whatever way that feels comfortable to you to uplift important issues and causes that you think will help make the world a better place.
Designer and model Gabby Fresh.
You want to appear like, oh no, see, like I am happy, even though you told me I can't be, and all of these sorts of things. I thought I had to be that icon. And so once I got older and realized, like, that's not sustainable. Like, and then when you do that, you also put a target on your back, because then when you do fail or when people do see your flaws, it's like a big thing, as opposed to just being like, no, I'm just human.
The new executive editor of Teen Vogue, The Fly, Samita Mukhopadhyay.
I, for a long time, did a bunch of different odds and ends jobs because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just knew I had a message. I didn't know the mechanism through which I would share that message. Once I found that, you could not stop me.
Author and storyteller Clementine Wamaria, who I promise is going to bring tears to your eyes.
It's so important for us to think about stories that are nurturing not only our bodies and our mind and our spirit, but also each other.
Even the one and only Janet Mock.
Because at the end of the day, even if I got fired for that and I was let go for telling these incisive truths with a bit of fierceness and ferocity, I would rather have that than have a cultural product with my name on it that wasn't real.
And so, so many more. Now, I don't want to give too much away, but I'll leave you with this one thought. It's something I've always believed deep in my heart, and every single one of the women this season confirmed. You don't have to have a plan. I'll say it again. You don't have to have a plan. What you do have is a willingness to use your voice, your story, your gifts as authentically as you can. You have to be committed to that. And the end result will probably be bigger and better and more satisfying than anything you could have ever imagined. Now, if that sounds too good to be true, I know it does. Check out new episodes of The Call dropping here every Tuesday starting July 10th and for the next 10 weeks. I promise you, these women will convince you. Peace, y'all. Calling.